Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
This is Joke of the Week number one. What's the matter, Dave? You look sad.
Well, I just found out I won't be able to attend the big urology conference in Wiener, Germany this year.
That's all you need.
That's not the joke.
That's for...
Sometimes the setup to the joke is as good as the punchline.
Dave does better on those setups than anybody else.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's...
Thank you, Vicky.
That's why he's Dave.
Mm-hmm. And that's why it's a speed joke.
Joke of the week number two. Oh, okay. Now I get it. It turns out when someone asks you to name your favorite child, you're supposed to pick one of your own. Got that. My bad. How many of us looking at the other kid going, boy, take one of those. I'll have what they're having. Here's joke of the week number three. Hey, Dave, what's better than Ted Danson?
I don't know.
Ted Danson and singing. Joke of the week number four. When my sexy neighbor told me her underwear keeps going missing from her clothesline and that she's going to report it to the police, I gotta tell you, I almost pooped her pants.
Oh, no.
We have reports that Steve Grzanich lost a whole night's sleep having heard that joke.
Wow. And just painted a picture.
And he didn't want it painted. Joke of the week number five. Jesus and the 12 disciples walk into a bar. 13 large glasses of water, please, says Jesus to the bartender, dropping Peter a wink. I really like this joke for reasons I'll explain in a minute. Higgs boson particle walks into a Catholic church. The priest says, I'm sorry, we don't allow Higgs boson particles in church. Higgs boson particle replies, but without me, you can't have mass.
I did not understand any of that.
I didn't either, Vic, but here's the thing. I think we've all learned something.
Who's Higgs boson?
I don't know. Here's what I want to say. There's a subatomic particle called the Higgs boson particle, and it gives everything mass. I don't even know what that means, but I mean, isn't it nice now we all know something about physics, about the world?
Well, is it a true statement?
Oh, yeah, it's a real thing. I just don't know what it is.
I don't think everything on speed jokes is true.
Joke of the week number seven. I know a mortician with some boxer shorts that aren't his. I think he's an undertaker. That's not bad.
That's pretty good.
On second review, Your Honor, I think I'm going to take that one. Here's number eight. If Godzilla were real, it has been estimated that he would produce 437,000 gallons of urine per day. I don't know why.
Why did you put that number?
Somebody sent it to me. I thought it might make you happy. I just said it because I thought it might make you guys happy.
Okay, thank you.
I like that somebody figured that out.
I know. Hey, Bob, how big do you think Godzilla is? What do you think his bladder? Okay, here's number nine. Your jokes seem more like riddles lately. I'm sending you one, and there should be no problem with this. And God said to John, come forth, and you shall be granted eternal life. But John came fifth and won a toaster. Writes Beverly Jean, there should be no question about this one. I'll be listening. Wow. Just pass that context along because some of you are getting very snarky about the jokes and the awarding of the Speed Jokes coffee mug. Okay, number 10. What's the matter, Dave? You look sad.
Well, I just found out I won't be able to attend the big urology conference in Wiener, Germany this year.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Don't worry, Dave. You can watch it on a streaming service.
American?
No, European, Dave.
I thought you
John. I thought you were repeating it.
I thought you might want to hear the punchline to the joke.
Oh, did you say it?
Here's funny. Here's number 11. Hey, did you know that if you simmer clowns and comedians for several hours, you get a laughing stock? Here's number 12. In order to lead a healthier life, I've given up pizza, sugar, alcohol, and carbohydrates. I've lost 12 pounds and the will to live. And that concludes our Speed Jokes highlights. All right, Mr. Ennett, which joke did you think was the best of the week?
This is a sleeper, but I like the simmering clowns and comedians. Mm-hmm.
Steve Alexander.
I'm going with Beverly Jean's John Came Fifth.
Into the newsroom, Grzanich.
I like the Undertaker.
Yeah, me too. Yep.
Vicky, going with the Undertaker.
Me three.
A surprise giggle from the gang. You tell us which was the best joke of the week. And remember, Dave was disappointed he couldn't go to a urology conference in Germany.
And not just anywhere in Germany.
312-981-7200. Text to producer Elif, and she will tell us what was the joke of the week. It's 946 on WGN. Oh, by the way, John in Belvedere is the winner of the Speed Jokes coffee mug. Do I have it written down here, producer Elif? I want to make sure I get the right name. John Enright of Belvedere. Congratulations, you win the Speed Jokes coffee mug.
Is that Belvedere, Canada?
It's a U.S. of A.